thank you for being here with me. Just want to cut to the chase. How are you doing?
You know, I'm doing as good as I can be, I gotta say. You know, it's a hard thing, you know. I just actually got back from seeing a friend who was in the hospital, and I think the hardest part about that is no one knows where these people are and don't know who they are, and we can't find them that easily. And so had a hard time identifying him. I just told my mom, you know, I had just left Club Q 10 minutes before this whole thing happened. And so if I was there another 10 minutes, I would have been there in the middle of the whole thing.
Were you there just to drop off your friend? Tell me how everything played out from your perspective.
Yeah. So I took my friend, I'm a president of nonprofit organization, and we had just gotten back from Denver for seeing a show, down there. And when we got back, my friend asked me to drop him off at the bar. And I did so, and I stepped inside for a brief moment to talk with the bar owner about something. And we talked for about maybe 30 seconds most. And then I literally walked out the door. And so it was a quick in the door, out the door. And I was barely even in there for that long to say hi to anyone.
When did you find out what had happened and what transpired for you after that?
You know, I have to say, I found out what happened probably, let's see, the first call that came in, let me see, was around 11:49. And that was from one of my board members. And when she told me what happened, my first thought was, you know, no way, no how. It's not happening. Not in a club that I've been to so many times. This can't be happening. And so I honestly started off thinking this is totally fake. And then my cousin called me as well a little bit afterwards, and she said the same thing. She said her friend, one of her best friends, called her and was in the shooting and was at the shooting. And that was one of the people I ran into for when I was at Club Q for a moment. I ran into him. You know, him and I gave each other the quick little "how's it going" fist bump, and that was our interaction. But so my cousin called me, and once my cousin said, they said that they got shot, that's when I was like, okay, this is real. This isn't something that's this isn't fake. This isn't someone joking around. This is real. You know, and then I picked my cousin up, took her to the hospital so that way she can meet up with her friend. And then I myself actually went down to Club Q to try to make contact with my friends, which some of them I was successful making contact with. Some of them I had to do some digging in order to find them. And then some of them through the grapevine I found out had been shot and passed away.
So you know people who have passed away tonight?
I have, yes. There's at least one of the people I've been told through the grapevine. Obviously, I can't confirm that they are the ones who did. But from what I hear from others who were at the scene, when it happened, yes, I know one of the people who, at least one of the people, I can't say for a fact I know the other four, but I at least know one of them, yes.
Did he tell you anything about how it all happened, how it all played out?
You know, what I heard from him and others, the way I put it together is apparently the guy came to the front of the building, went in and just started. As far that I don't really know too much information. Like I said, I wasn't there, and it's kind of one thing leads to the other. People pass things through the grapevine, and the person was wearing a mask and wearing a vest, like a bulletproof vest. And so that's what he told me he saw. Again, I can't say for a fact if that is correct. But he said that that's what he saw on his end.
Just how does this make you feel?
It's hard to hear. It's hard to see. Like I said, I didn't want to believe it at first. This is a bar I've attended. I've gone to multiple times in my life since I became at the age of 18. A lot of these people at the bar, they are friends. They are family. These are people I've come really close to. And so it's really hard to see, you know, especially at a time in our nation where LGBT people are really under attack. Especially when upon this day, that's the trans day of remembrance. It's real hard to see this kind of stuff come about, you know. Obviously, like the police officer said yesterday, we can't say right now for a fact if it's a hate crime or not. We can't say anything about that. But it's hard to see whether it's a hate crime or not. It's hard to see that this is going on, that this happened in my community, that this happened at a place that I've gone to and I felt safe, that this happened at a place where if I stayed 10 more minutes, I would have been right in the middle of it. So it's real hard to see. It's real hard to hear. And then it's really hard to hear when people say the names of the people that they're looking for. And I'm like, yeah, I know that person. And once they said the person who they think, or that the person that they said they saw die, that was real hard to hear because that was, again, someone I'm real close with. And in fact, about I probably last week I was down there and gave this person a hug goodbye and told him I'm sure I'd see him soon. So it's real hard to see, it's real hard to hear, and it's real hard to know that this is happening in our community.